Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
He says, you know, if you're smoking, it's okay. Keep smoking while you read the book. And I'm like, oh, this is my kind of book. And I'm smoking and I'm reading the book. I stopped smoking. I had the patch on and I was reading. Next thing I knew, I wasn't using the patch. I was actually using the patch as a bookmark.
The officers didn't speak to him, and they definitely didn't tell him that his father, stepmother, and two stepsisters had been murdered. Just after 4:30, gurney officers finally decided to break the news to Jeff.
Thinking back on the way radio kept her company, Kate considered the evolution of communications technology. With each generation, new sonic phenomena emerge, from the dots and dashes of Morse code to the digital squall of dial-up modems.
In the coming few minutes, we'll sample these podcasts, The Pulse, Counter Clock, and Phantom Power. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Trip Eldridge. Each week, we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us an Apple Podcast. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Okay, burning question time. Have you ever wondered why you have to wait so long for a doctor in the... Okay, burning question time. Have you ever wondered why you have to wait so long in a doctor's office? Or what's the deal with round numbers? Why do we seem to prefer them? Or how much should an MRI really cost? Well, wonder no more, because we have all the answers on the podcast called The Pulse. The Pulse explores questions that make people go, yeah, why is that? The Pulse celebrates science, but covers breakthroughs with healthy skepticism. Try out a portion of The Pulse with a clip from one of the recent episodes that looks into the ways people can or can't quit smoking. Host Megan Scott details the remarkable book that helped her colleague quit smoking, The Easy Way.
I finally quit smoking when I was pregnant with my first child. The thing I hadn't been able to do for myself, I was immediately able to do once somebody else's health was at stake. My buddy Al, he also tried to quit. All different ways. Cold turkey, nicotine gum, patches. It didn't work. But then one day he stopped by my desk, super excited to tell me about a book.
Yes, I did, because I had quit and I was so enthusiastic about the fact that I quit.
The book was Alan Carr's Easy Way to Quit Smoking. Al's wife, Cynthia, had started to read it while they were both trying to quit. At first, they were using patches.
She read the book. As she's reading the book, she hands me her patches and says, here, I don't need these anymore. You should read this book. So I grabbed her patches and kind of laughed at her. I'm not reading a book to quit. The patches will work. The patches will work.
But then Al decided to give the book a shot.
He says, you know, if you're smoking, it's okay. Keep smoking while you read the book. And I'm like, oh, this is my kind of book. And I'm smoking and I'm reading the book. I stopped smoking. I had the patch on and I was reading. Next thing I knew, I wasn't using the patch. I was actually using the patch as a bookmark.
Al says one of the things that got to him were the stories in the book of people suffering terrible health consequences because of smoking.
I changed my perception, my perspective, and looked at this addiction that I had in a whole different light. It's like, I don't need to do this. Why am I doing this to me?
So this book somehow accomplished something that nothing else did before.
Yes, that's correct.
But it's hard to put your finger on what exactly, how it worked.
It's a combination of real-life stories. Maybe it's his writing style. Maybe I was just hypnotized. I don't know what it was. It was the power of suggestion.
Alan Carr's basic pitch sounds somewhat ridiculous. You can quit, and it's going to be easy.
I went overnight from chain smoker to non-smoker without any withdrawal pangs at all.
And yet his method helped countless smokers kick the habit for good. even though former smokers swore by this, became basically walking billboards for the easy way, physicians and health departments mostly ignored Alan Carr for decades. But that's been slowly changing in recent years. Reporter Jad Slaman looked into the easy way, Alan Carr, and what happens when the scientific establishment meets a man and a method they can't understand.
From WHYY in Philadelphia, that was The Pulse. Keep your fingers and ears on The Pulse. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org/starthere. Well, this podcast just embarked on season 3, and this is its most popular season so far. It's a true crime podcast called Counterclock, and season 3 investigates the 1989 Pelley family murders in Indiana. Investigative journalist Delia D'Ambra sets out to re-examine the facts of the case that led to Jeff Pelley's conviction. Her remarkable and exhaustive work connected unsolved crimes in Florida to the Pelley family, and it's the perfect binge-worthy car trip podcast. Here's a sample from early in season 3 where Delia dissects the first videotaped interview that police did with 17-year-old Jeff Pelley.
Between 4:15 and 4:30, Jeff asked Gurney police 3 separate times what was going on and if he was in some kind of trouble. The officers didn't speak to him, and they definitely didn't tell him that his father, stepmother, and 2 stepsisters had been murdered. Just after 4:30, Gurney officers finally decided to break the news to Jeff. According to police reports, they told Jeff that only Bob and Don were murdered. They intentionally left out the fact that Janelle and Jolene were dead too. The Gurney officer wrote in his report that he withheld that information because St. Joseph County had not positively identified the little girls yet. The report states that when Jeff heard the news of Bob and Don's deaths, he quietly sobbed in his seat, and Darla tried to console him. A few minutes later, Gurney police transported Jeff and Darla from the amusement park security office to the actual police department. During the car ride, Jeff continued to ask Gurney police officers what exactly had happened to his parents and how they were murdered. They wouldn't tell him anything. Jeff continued to pepper them with questions and wanted to know how his sister Jackie would be notified. He told them that she would need someone to go get her at Huntington College and bring her back to Lakeville. He also asked if Bob was really dead. All questions I think maybe anyone would be asking if you just heard your parents were murdered.
From the podcast Counterclock, join Delia D'Ambra on the roller coaster ride that was the Pelley family murders on the new season of Counterclock, available now on the Start Here podcast collections at wvxu.org. Just look for the podcast menu item and select Start Here. Our local feature podcast this week is called Phantom Power, an audio exploration of sound hosted by poet Chris Cheek and media scholar Mac Haygood. Phantom Power dives deep into the nature of sound as it's employed by artists, musicians, scientists, and many other fields. The in-depth but very accessible episodes explore many topics of sound, music theory, and acoustic ecology. And as would be expected from a podcast dedicated to sound, Phantom Power's sound design and editing are top-notch and immersive, producing kind of a Radio Lab-esque type of experience. Each episode is chock full of incredible information, such as a whole episode focused on the absence of sound. Listen to one, and you won't be able to stop yourself from listening to another. Here's a sample from the 3-year anniversary episode of Phantom Power, which features Kate Carr, an accomplished sound artist and field recordist whose recent work grapples with the issues of communication and longing, themes we can all relate to in the COVID era.
But of course, there's so many now different ways that we connect to each other, obviously not just radio. And I guess I was thinking about the potential of them and then also the limitations of some of those ways. And I guess kind of also the amazing determination people have if they decide they do really want to stay in contact with someone or someone touches them in some way, that we do have this kind of amazing tenacity sometimes to stay in touch.
Thinking back on the way radio kept her company, Kate considered the evolution of communications technology. With each generation, new sonic phenomena emerge, from the dots and dashes of Morse code to the digital squall of dial-up modems. In the piece, Carr reconnects these sounds to the human voice by asking friends to utter the phrase .-01.
.-01.
In fact, asking friends to read aloud features in all three of the pieces we're hearing today. Many of the voices belong to Kate's fellow sound artists, including our own past guests, Lawrence English and Teresa Barroso.
So it was amazing to be able to build kind of a choir out of these just voices that had been sent to me over the internet.
From our local creators at Miami University, that was Phantom Power, an immersive and inventive audio experience. Check out Phantom Power to discover more about the nature of sound and what it can teach us about the world around us. Available now on WVXU's Start Here podcast collection. Just download the WVXU app and look for the Start Here menu. Before we wrap up, each week we take a look at the Apple Podcast charts to see what podcasts are new or up and coming around the nation by iTunescharts.net. Well, if you're into true crime, you may have heard of this new chart-topping podcaster. She's Bailey Sarian, and she's a professional makeup artist and true crime connoisseur. Bailey is taking expertise from her popular YouTube series Murder, Mystery, and Makeup and expanding into the podcast called Dark History. And it's already number one with the first episode about how DuPont Chemical is covering up how it may be poisoning us all. That's Dark History, number one on the Apple Podcast charts. To learn more about Dark History and the other podcasts we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and choose the Start Here newsletter from the bottom of the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.